auspicious day for all the living entities in this world, because the mercy potency of Lord Krishna to distribute Raja Prem has appeared on this day. Nityananda Prabhu appeared 13 years before the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the auspicious year of 1473, in the village of Ekachakra. Ekachakra is situated in Bengal, in the province of Radha Desh. Upadesh means instruction, but Desh means the land of Radharani. So Radha Desh is the province or district. We are living in Vrindavan by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Vrindavan is in the district of Mathura. Nityananda Ram appeared in Ekachakra on this wonderful day of Trayodasi in the province of Radha Desh. This is significant. He could have appeared in the district of Navadvip. Many of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates appeared in Navadvip. And many appeared in Saptagram, and some appeared in other parts of India. But Nityananda appeared in Radha Desh, because Nityananda is Balaram. And as we know, Balaram expands as Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. And if one wants to attain the Radha Desh, if one wants to attain the service of Radharani, the eternal service of Radharani, to live in the land of Radharani, to live in Radha Desh, because another name for Vrindavan is also Radha Desh. Brajabhumi is Radha Desh. It is the land of Radharani. As Prithu Prabhu mentioned, every wall contains the name Jaya Radhe. But we can see every wall contains the name Jaya Radhe, because with our eyes we can see. But the Siddha saints, like Vrindavan Das Thakur and Prabodhananda Saraswati, they have Divya Chakshush, transcendental vision. And they can see that not only every wall has the name of Sri Radha, which we can easily see, but every leaf of every tree is not only has the name of Radha written on it, but they can also hear the name of Radha. Every leaf of every tree is chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. This is the land of Radha Desh. So Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Ekachakra, in Radha Desh. So he, as being Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Manjari appeared in Radha Desh. Interesting. So Ananga Manjari is manifested as Nityananda, and as Nityananda, he is the foundation of the whole universe and his expansion as Sankarshan. Everything is founded upon his energy. So the whole foundation of the spiritual world is on the basis of Nityananda's expansions as Sankarshan. Because Nityananda is Balaram, and Balaram expands as Sankarshan. So the whole foundation of not only the material existence, but the whole spiritual existence in the spiritual world is based on Balaram. So if we, as jivas who have emanated also from Balaram, as from Mahavishnu, we are part of Krishna, we are part of Balaram, who is Krishna. So if we want a foundation, if we want to establish our existence in the spiritual world, then we must attain the mercy of Guru Tattva, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So he is that foundation. And that's to enter the spiritual world, to put our foot in the spiritual world, to even touch the spiritual world with the farthest regions of our mind or heart. Depends on the mercy of Nityananda. But that is not the end of the spiritual world. The spiritual world is vast and unlimited. Because Nityananda, his mercy, he is the original Guru Tattva. He appears, he's the Guru. But in order to enter the innermost heart of Nityananda, the innermost heart of Nityananda is the eternal service of Radha Govinda. Just like Balaram. Balaram, every atom of Balaram's body is absorbed. He simply absorbed, every atom of his body is absorbed in arranging for the enjoyment of Radha and Krishna. And when he appears as Nityananda Prabhu, every atom of Nityananda's body is simply absorbed in arranging for the same pleasure of Radha Govinda. When Radha Govinda appear as Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Guranga Mahaprabhu, so every atom of Nityananda Prabhu's existence is simply arranging for the seva and satisfaction of Lord Gauranga. So we establish our foundation by the unlimited mercy of Nityananda. We establish a foundation in spiritual life. And then as we pray to Nityananda, please, oh Nityananda Prabhu, please give me a particle of faith. Give me a particle of faith in Gauranga. Because by the mercy of Gauranga, then I can enter the innermost, topmost region of the spiritual domain. Brajadham, Brajagokul. One of the few places in Prabhupada's purports, he refers to Vrindavan as Brajaloka. Well, often he says Krishnaloka, but you'll see two or three places he says Brajaloka, Brajaloka, Krishnaloka, Brajaloka. So to enter that plane, to enter that topmost, that is our aspiration. Our highest aspiration is to attain the eternal loving service of Radha and Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu wants to give that. And he gives that by giving faith in Gauranga. Because Gauranga, without receiving the mercy of Lord Gauranga, we cannot attain Radha Govinda's eternal service. And that's what Nityananda Prabhu came to give. Lord Chaitanya came to give Radha and Krishna prema, the prema seva of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan, or as Prabhupada says, in the bushes of Vrindavan, in the Krishna book. So how do we get that mercy? So this is what Gauranga came to give, alright, but are we qualified to receive the mercy of Gauranga? Because Gauranga makes some selection. He makes some discrimination. He doesn't give the mercy to everyone. He has some selection. Sometimes he shows a little anger. Sometimes he's even willing to annihilate someone if they become an aparadhi, if someone is a Vaishnava aparadhi. Gauranga will neglect that person. He will ignore them and maybe even destroy them. There's numerous examples in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Devananda Pandit, Jagaya Madai, so many, he would ignore them. But Nityananda, he would not ignore them. He's more generous. The generous aspect, that is Guru. Guru represents the generosity of God. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, one of the lakshana of Guru is Vatsalya Bhav. The Guru's inner sthayi bhav, or inner eternal mellow relationship with Krishna, maybe Sakya Ras or Vatsalya Ras or Madhurya Ras and Manjari Bhav, Gobi Bhav. That's his private, internal, confidential relationship. But externally, in his relationship in dealing with his disciples, he has to exhibit Vatsalya Bhav, which means affection, motherly affection, protection, nourishment, care, guidance, correction, chastisement, reward, punishment. This is Vatsalya Bhav. So that generosity, that generous, that loving, affectionate aspect of God is embodied in Nityananda Prabhu. So he didn't want to destroy the Jagaya Madai as Gauranga did. So this is, we get the, so you can see Gauranga has some discrimination in who he gives his mercy to. But Nityananda doesn't discriminate anyone. He gives his mercy to the lowest section, to the most fallen. And when we attain his mercy, then we can approach Gauranga and get Gauranga's mercy. So this is continuation of what Prithu was saying about the mercy of Nityananda, that he establishes us in the spiritual domain. And the heart, what is the heart of Nityananda? Like we know Gauranga's heart, that Gauranga's heart is Radharani's mercy, Radharani's bhavas and love. He's experiencing and he's distributing that. He's distributing Radha Bhav, Gopi Bhav. So what is in the heart of Nityananda? In the heart of Nityananda is that same eternal service at the lotus feet of Radharani. Because Nityananda is that Ananga Manjari. He is that younger sister of Radharani. So he says, yes, come, take this. As Prithu was saying, he would go door to door. Nityananda Prabhu was wandering on both sides of the Ganga. He was wandering this side, the bank of the Ganga, and that side. He was preaching the glories of Gauranga. And he was with, at every moment, he was serving Gauranga. In every capacity, he was always with Gauranga, Nityananda. And he went to Puri with him. But then in Puri, Nityananda, Gauranga told Nityananda, listen, Nitai Prabhu, Nitai, I want to enter this deep mood. I want to relish my inner ecstasies in the mood of Radharani, this Mahabhav. And so, but at the same time, I have my mission to save the fallen souls. So you must help me. So this is often the case when the brother, the will ask his younger brother to please do something for me, for my benefit. And so, and in a mood of humility, the younger brother will carry out that. So externally, Lord Nityananda appears to be 13 years older. But in this relationship, he's acting as a humble servant of Gauranga. Just as if Radharani was asking Ananga Manjari, please do some seva for me, do this, and she will do that, anything. So Nityananda, he sacrificed his own happiness and pleasure to be associating in Puri with Gauranga, and he went back to Bengal and he preached. He gave up that nectarine association of Lord Gauranga to preach. Because he knows the inner heart, and because that's his whole mood, is to serve Radha and Krishna's leelas, to serve them as Balaram. There's that one song, Akrodha Nityananda Paramananda Mahajan. That he's glorified because when Nityananda appeared in other incarnations, when he came as Lakshman, Ramachandra's brother, when Nityananda came as Balaram, he showed some anger. He showed anger. So much anger, Balaram pulling Jamuna when he was intoxicated, Lakshman fighting. But Nityananda, he's akrodha paramananda Nityananda Ram. He never showed any anger at any time. Even when a pot was thrown on his head and his head was cracked, he didn't become angry. Hey, you know who I am? He never became angry. But Gauranga, did Gauranga become angry? Yes, he became angry. He's akrodha paramananda. In this manifestation, when Balaram came as Nityananda, he showed a very unique aspect, generosity, magnanimity, unlimited kindness, and never any anger. Even when attacked and cracked and his life was threatened, this extraordinary combination of transcendental qualities embodied in Sri Nityananda Prabhu. We can read some pastimes in Nityananda. Chaitanya Bhagavat is very much full of pastimes in Nityananda. Because of Vrindavanas Thakur, he's the devotee of Nityananda. Actually, there's one dream. Once Mother Sachi had a dream, and in the dream she saw Krishna and Balaram on a throne, on the Singhasan. Krishna and Balaram were established there. Then she saw Nityananda Prabhu. She saw Nityananda Prabhu was standing there, and he was pointing his finger at Balaram, and he was telling Balaram, listen, Balaram, get down. Get down from that asan. You have no place for this. You get down. I'm putting my Lord Gauranga there. Your time is over. Your time is over. You get down from that asan. It is time to put my Lord there. You're trespassing. You're a usurper of the asan, the singhasan. Your time is finished now. And Balaram said, what? My Lord is Krishna. I worship Krishna. He is my Lord. I serve Him in every possible way. Who are you? What are you speaking? He said, hey, I'm Nityananda. Your time is up. It's time to worship Gauranga. It is His time now. He is my master is Gauranga. And Balaram said, oh, what? And then they started wrestling on the Singhasan. They're fighting. And then Nityananda defeated Balaram. So Nityananda, he pulled Balaram down from the throne, and then he said, my Gauranga is going there. It is time for his worship. So Mother Sachi had this dream and she woke up. Whoa, whoa. What was I dreaming? So this is a fact that Balaram has come, that Krishna has come as Gauranga, and this is the age of worshipping Nitai and Gauranga. Nittai is the greatest worshipper of Gauranga. So this is one pastime that's told. So the beauty of the birth is described. We should describe the birth of Nityananda. And Ekachakra, he became, it's described here by Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'll just describe some of this after he was born. It doesn't describe specifically much, but he was born in Ekachakra. He was the eldest son. It said he was the eldest son of his father, Hadai Pandit, and Padmavati. Everyone was captivated by his beauty. And he was performing various childhood pastimes. Hadai Pandit, his father, loved him so much that he would take him wherever he went. Wherever Hadai Pandit went, he would take his son. He could not live for a moment without seeing Nittai. When he went about doing his work, going to the fields, attending the pilgrims, or going marketing, Lord Nityananda would always accompany him. If Nityananda fell behind his father became very anxious and would look repeatedly behind to check whether Nittai was continuing to follow or not. He was repeatedly picked up and embraced by his parents and fondled. They loved him more than their own life. Then one day, a sannyasi, by the superior arrangement of the Lord, a sannyasi arrived in Ekachakra, and he asked for some charity from Hadai Pandit. And Hadai Pandit was thinking, yes, this is a great sannyasi, and I am a Brahmin, I must give him in charity. So he said, listen, Hadai Pandit, I am traveling, I need one brahmachari to assist me, please give me your son. And as soon as Hadai Pandit heard that, he was thinking, how can I give my son? This same thing happened in Ramachandra Leela, then was Vishwamitra came and he begged, I have to take your sons, Lakshman, and I have to take, Ram, your son, Lakshman, with me. So then, of course, Dasarath was devastated by that. So he was thinking like that, but he was remembering this, and he said, all right, you take my son. So it's told, Acharyas tell, although it's not written, that sannyasi that came to take Nityananda was Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri actually came to take Nityananda to South India, and during that time initiated him. Madhavendra Puri was also the spiritual master of Advaita Acharya and Ishvara Puri. So after Nityananda left Ekachakra, his father fell unconscious and cried bitterly. And he went around like a statue, dumbfounded, and for 3 months. He didn't eat anything. He remained alive only by his attachment to the Lord. So then he was, Vrindavan Das Thakur talks about Kapila, how Kapila left his home and his white widowed mother. It was something like that. So now it describes the travels of Nittai. So Nittai went on pilgrimage for so many years before Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan Yajna, or Sankirtan movement. As we heard, Nityananda is 13 years older than Lord Chaitanya. So he was wandering around for some like 8 to 10 years, waiting for Chaitanya to grow up and start the Sankirtan movement. When Nityananda entered Mathura, he roared with ecstatic emotion. He felt like a young boy. He was rolling about the ground and playing in the dust of Vrindavan. Sometimes he would never take any food here or there. He was absorbed in ecstasy of remembering Lord Krishna. He would only take some food if some of the gopas or coward men would offer him some milk. Otherwise he would continue absorbed in his own internal ecstasies. Nityananda remained waiting in Vrindavan at Shringharvat for Lord Gauranga to manifest his Sankirtan movement. Now it's described here, if anyone hears the meeting or the arrival of Lord Nityananda in Navadvipa, he'll attain Krishna Prem. The great devotee of Lord Nityananda is giving this benediction. So what happened is that when Nityananda understood that Gauranga had started his Sankirtan movement, he left Vrindavan and he went to Mayapur into the house of Nandanacharya and he hid there. Then what happened, one night Lord Gauranga had a dream, and in the dream of Lord Gauranga he saw a chariot. And in that chariot, there was a flag over the dome of that chariot. And that flag was marked with a palm tree, with the insignia or symbol of a palm tree. And those who've been to Rath Yatra in Puri, they will notice on the cart of Lord Balaram, there is a gold, it's made with some gold thread or cloth on the green canopy. green and red canopy of Lord Balaram's cart, there is a gold palm tree, because the palm tree is the symbol of Balaram. That is his symbol on his chariot. So Gauranga had this strange dream that he told his associates, last night I had this dream, and in this dream I saw this, there was this chariot, and inside the chariot there was a colossal figure, and he carried a plow on his shoulders, and his eyes were moving about very restlessly, and he carried a water pot in his left hand. And he had an earring. He had one earring piercing his left earlobe. His whole appearance and behavior seemed like Lord Balaram. And this person, in my dream, he kept saying, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? He kept saying this. Then Gauranga said, I never saw a personality like that before. And then in my dream I asked, who are you? Who are you? You're such a majestic, amazing person. Who are you? Then in my dream, that person said, I am your brother. Tomorrow we shall get to see each other. And then my dream broke. What they describe the next day, after telling that dream, then Lord Chaitanya told his followers, please, you go. He sent Srivas Pandit and Haridas Thakur. He said, please go find this personality. Whoever this personality I saw in my dream, you go look and see. Search every house in Navadvip and see if some great personality has come. Now, they describe the beauty of Lord. So here's Nityananda. This is what Lord Nityananda looked like while he was waiting in the house of Nandanacharya. He was dressed in the clothes of a traveling mendicant or an avadut. Nityananda Prabhu never took sannyas. There's nowhere in any shastra that describes Nityananda Prabhu took sannyas. In fact, his name, Nityananda, is the name of a brahmachari name. Swarup and Nityananda and Chaitanya, these are names of brahmacharis, not of sannyasis. So he never took sannyas, but he was referred to as an avadut. An avadut means one whose particular behavior is not standard. He may behave at any moment in any unusual way. Of course, it's obvious that Nityananda was completely renounced to this world, completely absorbed in serving Gauranga and Krishna. No doubt about that, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he never took sannyas, he was never a sannyasi. In fact, after some later time, during Puri Leela, when Mahaprabhu gave him the divine command to preach, as we heard, Yare Deki Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh, so he gave him this order to Nittai, then he said, Nittai, I think it's better you get married. Because you're an avadut and you do so many interesting things. Let's not say strange, let's say interesting things. So it's better you get married, because otherwise if you're moving about as an avadut, going from house to house, door to door preaching, which he was doing, then people might spread some rumors or they may find fault with you and it will be difficult. The better you get married, this will be easier for your preaching. Because otherwise you're a little, eccentric? Something extraordinary. When Prabhupada was asked to define hippies, one newspaper reporter said, can you please define what is a hippie? And Prabhupada said, something extraordinary. Nityananda was absorbed within himself, feeling the greatest unlimited happiness. Sometimes he would roar like a lion, ah, Gauranga! His beautiful face was glowing. It could easily defeat the radiance of a million moons. His captivating smile played sweetly on his exquisite lips. His teeth were more white and radiant than pearls. His long, languid eyes stole the pinkish tinge of the early rising sun. His arms were very long and auspicious and reached down to his knees. He possessed a robust, broad chest and powerful shoulders. Yet his lotus feet were very soft, softer than the petals of a rose. His gait was graceful and majestic like a powerful royal elephant. He spoke with kind and gentle words, which would immediately break the bonds of material attachment within the heart simply by hearing the ambrosia from his lips. Who can describe the unlimited quality of Sri Nityananda Prabhu? Anyone who chants his name becomes immediately purified. He's so merciful simply by chanting Nityananda Ram. Even the grossest materialist or an ignorant fool can cross the ocean of material existence if he simply chants Nityananda! Nityananda! His name is capable of purifying the entire creation. It goes without saying that Nandanacharya was feeling the utmost happiness to have Nityananda as a guest in his house. Whoever hears the pastime of Nityananda coming to Navadvipa will be blessed with Krishna Prem. The next day, Shivas and Haridas went to every house in Navadvipa. They couldn't find any unusual atiti or guest or new person arriving there. So they came back and gave the report to the Lord. They searched for 9 hours from sunrise to sunset, searching for this great personality. Somehow, by the influence of Yoga Maya, they couldn't find him. They searched every house in Navadvipa. At least they thought that. And it says here, Nityananda's incarnation is very mysterious and confidential. One cannot so easily discover him. Gauranga laughed mildly when they gave the report that they couldn't find Nitai. All right, come with me. We shall go find him. All the devotees became happy and chanted, Jai Sri Krishna! Jai Sri Krishna! Jai Sri Krishna! Jai Sri Radhe! Gauranga took the devotees directly to the house of Nandanacharya. And they saw inside the house a person that was glowing like a million suns. A sweet smile played on Nitai's lips. He was blissfully absorbed in meditation upon Mahaprabhu. Vishwambar was looking so beautiful, Lord Chaitanya, even more beautiful than Cupid himself. A fragrant garland was around his neck. They stood and looked at each other. So then Gauranga, he wanted to reveal the depth of devotion. How much a devotee is Nitai? How much love is in the heart of Nitai? I mean, all the living entities come from the heart of Nitai. We originate from him. We are part of him. So we have eternal relationship with Nitai. And it's simply by surrendering our heart at his feet and chanting his name, he will embrace us. He will embrace us with his long, beautiful arms and he'll crush us. What will he crush? He'll crush the calm, crowed lobe. The anger and lust and greed within our heart will be crushed to dust by his loving embrace, the loving embrace of Nitai. So Gauranga wanted to reveal that. So he told. He said, listen, Srivas Pandit, you're the great Pandit amongst us. You please recite this verse from Venu Gita. You recite this verse from Venu Gita. Yes, my Lord. Yes, Prabhu. Here's the verse. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, and a yellow garment, more brilliant than gold, and a Vaijayanti garland, Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Braj, beautifying the ground with the marks of his lotus feet. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. As soon as Nitai heard this verse, he fell down unconscious. He lay on the ground of the house of Nandanacharya in ecstatic bliss, absorbed within himself. And Gauranga said, Bolye, bolye, more, more, chant more, Nitai. Shivas, he told him, chant more shlokas. Nityananda regained external consciousness. Tears of bliss were rolling from his eyes. The more he heard the verses from Venu Gita, the more he increased his mad love for Krishna. He started roaring with ecstasy. He crashed, he jumped in the ground and fell down and started rolling on Mother Bhumi. Everyone thought the bones of Nittai were broken. Seeing this, the Vaishnavas became very afraid. And they loudly uttered, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 Krishna! Please save him, Gorbachev!" Nittai was rolling on the ground. His body was covered with tears of love. He was... long sighs were coming from his mouth. Then he looked deep into the eyes of Vishvambhara. Nityananda felt great ecstasy. Then he laughed aloud. Sometimes he jumped. Sometimes he was dancing. Then he wrestled. Then he hung his head quietly. Gauranga and all the devotees began to cry in joy, seeing someone so totally absorbed in love of Krishna. It became impossible. Everyone went to embrace Nityananda. They wanted to hold him still. But the 1,000 devotees couldn't hold him. He would break away from them. Then Vishwamara went and embraced Nittai in his long arms. Nittai Gauranga! Nityananda immediately became still and completely silent. The Lord, to whom Nittai was completely surrendered, had embraced him with love. Chaitanya held Nittai just like Ram held Lakshman when Lakshman lay unconscious on the battlefield while fighting Ravana. And he was drained of all his strength. And Ratyura's famous scene, Ramachandra picks up Lakshman. He's unconscious from Indrajit's weapon. I believe Indrajit, right? Indrajit. It's a beautiful scene. So much love. My brother. Gadadhar Pandit smiled, observing this. He thought, Nityananda, as Ananta Shesh, he renders service to Lord Vishvambhara by becoming the bed upon which Lord Narayan always rests. However, today, his pride as a servitor has been broken. Now he's lying in the embrace of Vishvambhara. The ecstasy that Nittai and Gaur felt in their meeting is impossible to describe in words. Vishvambhara said to everyone, "This is the most glorious day of my life. Today I have seen with my own eyes the personification of pure love for Krishna. Only the Supreme Lord Himself can manifest such ecstasy." You have to understand that no one knew who this person was. Gauranga knew who he was, and Nittai knew Gauranga. But all the assembled devotees that went to Nandan Acharya's house with Gauranga, they didn't have the slightest, they didn't know who this was. This is some avadut, dressed as an avadut. And then he hears a verse from Vaina Gita, he goes crazy in ecstasy. Pure love displays all the symptoms of ecstatic pure love for God. Then our worshipful Prabhu, our Gauranga, embraces him. And they're wondering, who is this man? Who is this mysterious, exalted personality? Well, now, Gauranga is telling, those fortunate souls who were able to see Nittai's loving devotion will never be rejected by Krishna. Now, Gauranga is saying, now I understand that you, Nittai, are the full manifestation of Krishna's energy. You are non-different from Krishna. Everyone can attain prema, Krishna prema, simply by worshipping you. You purify the entire universe, and your transcendental nature is inconceivable, incomprehensible, and esoteric. So that goes on, beautiful prayer. Nittai felt very shy. to hear this glorification. He felt very ashamed when Lord Vishwambhara was glorifying him. With so many gestures and words and ecstatic expressions, he held his head in humility. Then Nityananda, because Lord Gauranga said, "Please, will you describe, where have you come from? Where have you seen?" Nityananda said, My Lord, I have traveled the width and breadth of India. I have visited every Tirthasthan in India, every Tirthasthali, holy place. And there were so many deities there, so many murtis of Krishna everywhere, Vishnu, Narayan, Lakshmi. And as I went, I could not find Krishna. I went so many temples, hundreds of temples I went for years and years. I was traveling to every pilgrimage place in India, every sacred river, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Saraswati. But I couldn't find Krishna. And I asked everyone. I asked some good people. I said, why are all the altars and the temples empty? I don't see him in his own place. I asked them, where is Krishna? Where did he go? Then everyone told me, Krishna has gone to Navadvipa. He was in Gaya recently, and not long ago he returned to Navadvip. Then I came to Navadvip. And when I arrived in Navadvip, I was greeted by the chanting of the Lord's holy name. And someone told me that Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had appeared recently in Navadvip. And now everyone was chanting, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. I have heard in the scriptures that the most wretched and fallen souls can immediately get liberation by touching the holy Dham of Navadvipa. So for that reason, I have come here. Vishwambhara replied to Nittai, "We are most fortunate that a devotee of your caliber is now amongst us. Moreover, we are very grateful to the Lord that today we have seen your ecstatic tears of love of Krishna." Murari Gupta smiled, then he said, "No one can understand the confidential discussions between Nittai and Gaur." Srivas Pandit added, "How can we understand? Their intimate exchanges are just like Lord Hari's with Lord Shiva." Gadadhar Pandit added, "Yes, Panditji, they are exactly like Ram and Lakshman." Another one said, "Nittai and Gaur look like two Cupids." Someone else said, "Looks to me like Balaram and Krishna. Krishna Balaram." Someone else said, "It seems to me like they're two old friends that have met after long separation, and they're very happy to see each other. But this friendship is not ordinary. It seems like the friendship of Krishna and Arjuna." Jai Chaitanya, Nittai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya, Nittai. Jai Chaitanya, Nittai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya, Nittai. Every year in Radhakund and Kartik, there's a fantastic kirtan party that comes from Saptagram, or Kardaha, I think it's called Kardaha or Saptagram. They come from Bengal. They're fantastic kirtaniers, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And they, after the Bhagavad Pad, at night, Bhagavad Pad goes in the Dharmashala from 8 to 9. At 9 o'clock, they start a kirtan and they circumambulate Radhakund, Shamakund, and then they go to one to have prasadam, Gaur prasadam. So there's about 10 mridanga players and about 20 people playing gong. And they've been playing together for hundreds of years. And there's fantastic. They have 20 gongs and 20 mridangas, no kartals. And they only sing one kirtan. Jai Chaitanya, Nittai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya, Nittai. like Bengali style, like Nittai for like 10 minutes. Nittai! Dum, 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 boom! Jai Chaitanya, Nittai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya, Nittai. It's fantastic. And, and you're in your room or wherever you are, you start sometimes I'm sleeping by that time. It's Kartik, early time up. So then you're in your bed, you just start just ecstatic. You have to experience it to understand. But this is the power of Nityananda Nam and Chaitanya Nam. Nittai serves Chaitanya in every way, as a friend, as his umbrella, his bed, his carrier. Nittai alone can render all these services, and one can only become eligible to serve the Lord by the mercy of Nittai. So if we want to render any kind of service, we want to do Chandan Seva or Shringar Seva or Arti or any kind of Seva in the spiritual world and your spiritual body, then you must get the mercy of Nittai. The prayer is there, Oh Nityananda Prabhu, Oh Sri Guru, Oh Nityananda Prabhu, please give me a particle of faith in Gauranga. Gauranga is the combined form of Radha Govinda, who's always tasting the sweetness of Rajabhav. And I want to attain the eternal service of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. Oh Nittai, please give me a particle, a drop of faith in Gauranga. This is the prayer. That Gauranga is very merciful, but to attain that unlimited ocean of mercy from Gauranga, we must surrender at Nittai Padakamalam, the lotus feet of Nittai. Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati, the place of Damayanti and Raghava Pandit, their home, and he stayed there for 3 months. And there's some wonderful ecstatic pastimes there that show the incredible miracles that can happen when one is empowered by Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, of course, is Balaram, all power, Balaram, Bala Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Gyan Shakti. All powers are within Nityananda to bestow upon one. Our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, was glorified as being Nityananda Shakti, Avirbhav. He was the manifestation. Nityananda Shakti, Avirbhav. He was the manifestation of Nityananda Shakti. So Nityananda Shakti means Gyan and Ladini, it means Prem. Prabhupada had the ability to enthuse Prema in stones. He could take rocks and make them dance. He could make stones and make them... He could take stones and rocks and make them dance and sing. Well, this is the power of Nityananda Shakti. So when Nittai was staying in Panihati, he exhibited this Nityananda Shakti. So there was a huge kirtan going on in Panihati with in the association of Nittai and all of his associates. And as the kirtan, then in the middle of the kirtan, Nityananda said, "Listen, something very mysterious is happening. Do you feel it? Do you feel the atmosphere? Do you feel something? Something very mysterious is happening. Gauranga has come here from Neelachala. He's come from Puri. He's here right now. And he's hearing your kirtan. And he has a beautiful Dhammanaka garland around his neck. But he has entered, Gauranga has come here, but he's entered the form of a tree. He's right over there in the form of that Dhammanaka tree. He's standing there, witnessing the kirtan, listening to the kirtan, watching the kirtan. Because everyone was smelling this incredible sweet fragrance from the Dhammanaka flowers. And they looked, and the tree was there, but it was not the season. There were no flowers on the tree. But the fragrance of all those flowers, thousand flowers. Because Lord Nityananda said, "He's there, he's in that tree. He's witnessing." So then Nittai said, Now that Chaitanya has come, forget everything. Dive into the nectar of the holy names and absorb yourself with the remembering the pastimes of Gauranga and infuse yourselves with Krishna Prem." Then everybody began chanting, "Hari, Hari." Nittai glanced over everyone. His vision was emanating sublime love of Krishna. Nittai sat on the singhasan, and the devotees danced in front of him. One devotee climbed up in a tree. He was so surging with happiness, he jumped from the tree and started playing about the branches. Oh, he played about the branches, but then he fell. Or another one fell down. But miraculously, no one got hurt. Everyone fell from the top of trees and was laughing and continued chanting.
The kirtan, the devotees were jumping down from the trees like Ramachandra's monkeys, or like coward boys. Then one of the devotees in the kirtan, he put his arms around the tree and he picked it up. He picked the tree out of the ground and he was running around with the tree, chanting, Hari, Hari. Everyone became so surcharged with immense spiritual strength that they ran to a row of nearby betel trees and put their arms around a number of them and uprooted them. The extraordinary potency of Nittai infused the devotees with blissful love of Krishna was so dynamic that their bodies exhibited all the ecstatic symptoms of prema. Perspiring, being stunned, horripilation, roaring, hoarseness, turning pale. Whoever Nittai glanced, he showered nectarian rains of devotional ecstasy. Whoever was touched by the mercy of Nittai became electrified with divine spiritual shakti. Nittai was leading the kirtan, and they were constantly singing the glories of Krishna Chaitanya. The whole atmosphere was spiritually surcharged. Suddenly, Nittai had a desire to decorate himself gorgeously in beautiful ornaments. And from nowhere, from unknown places, so many people assembled there, carrying unusual, most expensive and beautiful clothing and ornaments. Very precious and finest quality silks and gold jewelry, studded with brilliant gems. All kinds of beautiful shapes and designs intricately worked. Nittai adorned himself with all these golden necklaces and bracelets, and he put rings on every finger. And then, to show his special love for Lord Shiva, he garlanded himself with two Rudraksha necklaces. He was wearing silks of different color. White, cream color, blue, and yellow silks were draped over him in flowing grace. Various garlands of fragrant flowers were hanging from his neck. Malati, Madhavi, Malika, Jyoti, and Champak. And so many gems, gem necklaces. The aroma of fresh sandalwood paste was applied to his body. The air was filled with a heavy scent. Soft, shining silks of different hues were tied around his head to make a multicolored turban. And different bright flower garlands were also neatly tied in the turban to make a unique headgear. His associates understood his bhava, that he was in the mood of Sakyabhava. So they immediately, because they're all his associates, of Braj, they took up various ornaments and instruments and decorated themselves in Gopavesh as coward boys. Armlets, belts, anklets, necklaces. They tied flutes and horns and reeds to their belts. And they took ropes for tying cows and threw them over their shoulders. Then Nityananda went out with all his associates as if he was going out to graze the cows. Wherever he went, whatever he did, Nittai was absorbed in Sankirtan. All the devotees were singing and dancing in kirtan. Nittai sent everyone reeling in spirals of divine exaltation. Even young children who were following along with the kirtan party started to exhibit extraordinary mystic powers. One little child, he said, I am the coward boy, Gopal. And he put his arms around a big tree and picked it out of the ground. He said, Harimo, Harimo. Everyone was chanting and running about like frantic children. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Nityananda was making other children perform extraordinary acts. He made one child fast for 1 month. It's a good idea. Should slow down some of these kids around here, make them fast for 1 month. But somehow or other, even though they were fasting for 1 month, they had unlimited energy. Nittai was like the guardian angel to the children. He was always protecting and guiding them and treating them like a father treats a son. Sometimes he would feed the children with his own hands. Sometimes he would embrace them to his chest. And other times he would take a stick and crack them. You nonsense. It's like a father. You have to crack the child sometimes.